Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You may have seen 4th of July fireworks light up the sky last night, but did you see any fireflies? The charismatic insects are an integral part of summer in many parts of the country. But as beloved as the glowing fireflies are, there isn't much information about how they're doing. Molly Samuel of member station WABE in Atlanta has this story about a project to learn more about them.
The kind of firefly that's most common in yards, the kind that people have fond childhood memories of, is called the Big Dipper firefly. They come out around dusk, the males flashing their yellow lights.
So yeah, we can kind of see them all coming up in the ground cover over here, just starting to rise up and fly around.
Kelly Ridenour is a graduate student at the University of Georgia. She's on a hill looking out over a damp meadow in Atlanta, watching as the fireflies start to sparkle across the view.
It's beautiful.
Most nights of the week this summer, Ridenour is out counting fireflies in parks around town. There are lots of different kinds of fireflies in Atlanta, beyond the familiar Big Dippers. Ridenour says more than a dozen different species probably live in Atlanta. Many more live in other parts of the state.
Florida and Georgia have the most diversity of fireflies, so we are a firefly-rich state.
Worldwide, there are about 2,000 species of fireflies. Some sparkle in treetops, others blink in unison. Some don't flash, they just glow. Ridenour says habitat loss, pesticides, lawn fertilizers, and artificial light could all affect fireflies. But she says the insects are understudied. No one knows how most firefly species are doing. Lynn Faust wrote a field guide to fireflies in the Southeast. She says one reason there's so little information is because fireflies aren't bothering anyone.
They are not a public health problem. They don't cause disease, and they're not an agricultural pest.
So there's not much grant money for universities to study them. But, of course, people do like them.
They're usually associated with warm, fuzzy memories of childhood.
But researchers are hearing from people that the number of fireflies they see just doesn't compare to those childhood memories anymore. Serena Jepson is the Endangered Species Program Director at the Xerxes Society. Her organization started a firefly initiative a few years ago.
Essentially because there were so many anecdotal reports that fireflies in various parts of the U.S. were becoming less common.
Earlier this year, the Xerxes Society released its first assessment of North American fireflies. The group found that more than a dozen species are at risk of extinction. Different species face different threats, but some of the main ones are loss of habitat, light pollution, and climate change. But Jepson says there are many more species that there just wasn't enough information about to make any kind of judgment.
We don't know enough about them to even evaluate the level of extinction risk that they face.
The project in Atlanta this summer is not so much about how different species are doing, but more about how what humans do affects how many there are. UGA student Kelly Ridenour is going to various spots, taking note of how often they're mowed or pesticides are used, and then counting as the fireflies light up.
So I'm going to set my timer for 1 minute and try my best to count all the flashes that I see.
While she counts, there are so many firefly flashes, I lose track.
I gave up. I couldn't keep up.
It's hard.
Ridenour says that's a good problem to have, since there are plenty of places without so many. For Here and Now, I'm Molly Samuel in Atlanta.